I'm Wireless Mike. It's 12:05. It's 83 degrees out. One of the warmest days we've had so far. With me is Afterburner Al. Welcome.
Yes, I'm going to get the sunscreen going.
Sunscreen, excellent.
Yeah, first time this week.
Yeah, I've had it on all week. I burn Scandinavian. It's not good. Not good. But there's a lot of things going on today. Today in Forum 1 at 1.
Forum 1 at 1 is Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe. He's going to be talking about his Pilot's Bill of Rights Part 2.
Yes, the first Bill of Rights passed a few years ago. And
in 2012, exactly. And he's out with some tweaks and some additions to that. And we did interview him. We have a longer interview, a discussion about that. But it's not going to be airing before the forum. So we just wanted to make a quick announcement and say, hey.
If you're on the grounds.
Yeah, go out and check that out.
Right. And find out what your representatives, maybe not yours specifically, but mm-hmm. Congress is doing for you. There's other fun things. The College Park, have you been over there?
I have. I breezed through there, and there's still a lot of universities giving flight training. And
yes.
Also, there is industry reps for those of you who might have a resume that is that qualifies, or if not, go talk to them, because they have a lot of tips about how you can get yourself into positions.
Right. Even if you're still in college and you're still pursuing a career, talk to these people, learn about the various airlines, and find out which one fits you best.
This business is still about relationships. So
it is.
This is a good way to practice, because these people are the most receptive to those who are still working on their
right.
pitch.
And they're here to talk to you, and they're here to help you in your career. So it's worthwhile to swing by there and talk to them. So, but really, we're here to talk about the 1 week wonder, and we have Dan DeBon.
Dan!
I am here.
Yay!
Kind of just kept out of the initial conversation. I didn't want to interrupt, but yeah, it's exciting right now.
It's exciting.
You can see on the webcam right now, it's looking really, really good at this point. There's, at this point, a little bit more than 24 hours to go if they want to make this on time. So we're at the final stretch right here.
I think we're going to see wings on that airplane. And also, you can't really see, but there's a lot of detail work going on. It has to be.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the bells and whistles, if you will, are kind of getting fine-tuned right now.
Well, why don't we go ahead and listen to some of the people that you talked to this morning.
There's just now over 24 hours remaining for the 1 week wonder project here at EAA Oshkosh 2014. The crew is hoping to complete a Zenith 750 airplane in just 1 week's worth of time, and it should be done by tomorrow afternoon on Sunday at about 2:30. EAA Director of Communities Charlie Becker says the project is currently right on schedule and that the team still has lots of energy left in the tank.
Well, believe it or not, Dan, we are on schedule. The team is feeling great. Although if they feel at all like I do, I'm definitely running close to empty right now.
There we go.
You know, you get to the end of the week, it's been a tremendous tremendous activity going on, but boy, it's a lot of early mornings and late nights. Luckily, we turn over the crews every morning and afternoon. It's really our guys that are kind of overseeing everything that are the ones that are putting in the whole days and really showing the fatigue. But fortunately, the crowd really provides a lot of energy, and even right now it's 8:05 in the morning, and we already got 30 people standing here watching. So that just tells you the level of interest in this project.
Now, I believe it was a couple of days ago when you said that 90% of the airplane is done, but 90% of it was to go. The way I interpreted that is there's a lot of fine details still left to progress. Can you kind of go over that, what the game plan is here for the next day and a half with those fine details on this aircraft?
Sure. We're down to all the things that, really make the aircraft safe and function. The structure is one thing. That's mostly complete. Now it's a question of fitting the wings on. We hope to get that done today. We need to do some engine tests, make sure that the fuel is flowing. Make sure that before we can run it, we need to make sure that all of the wiring is buttoned up and secured, because when you fly an aircraft, you can't just have wiring floating around. It'll fatigue and crack. So everything needs to be secured. And And unfortunately, we're getting to that point where there's, you know, it's a side-by-side seating aircraft. You've got two sides you can work from in the cockpit, but you really can't get more, as you look, than about two or four people at most at any one time working inside the cockpit. So that creates a bit of a log jam where you really can't be working under the panel and installing the seats, you know, and running fuel hoses and things like that. So that's why we got to really keep it efficient for the rest of this build.
I was also curious and asked Becker about what the crew's emphasis on safety was and what would happen with the airplane once it's completed and airworthy.
We consciously decided right from the very beginning a year ago that all we would do is taxi it on Sunday, and that was the goal. And the FAA was in agreement on that when we talked to them after we broached the idea with them. So, you know, we will take whatever time it is necessary to make sure we do it safely. And that means that we have to make sure that the weather aligns with us, because when you do a first flight, you want the deck stacked in your favor. So you want very light winds. You want a qualified pilot that's experienced in the aircraft. And we're going to make sure that all those things come together. And again, you're not making a show of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, one more question. It's kind of come up on our show recently when we've been discussing the packages on the 1 week wonder. What is going to happen to the plane once it's all said and done? Is it going to be given to a certain individual, or is a certain group going to possess the aircraft once it's all finished?
Well, it is an EAA aircraft. Zenith donated the kit. And Rotax donated the engine, Dynon Avionics donated the panel, and Aircraft Spruce donated a lot of the tools that you're seeing used here. So it's EAA's aircraft. The plan is to campaign it for at least the next year to places like Sun and Fun and Sebring and the AOPA 75th anniversary and the Zenith Open House. And then, of course, we want to see it flying here next year. And my thinking is I want to try to get all of our real core volunteers that are back here next year, a flight next year during the convention. That's what I'd love to see happen, to reward them and thank them for all the effort they put in this year to volunteer to make this thing happen.
The clock is ticking, and we have just about one more day left with the project. Be sure to tune in tomorrow at noon for the last update here on EAA Radio on the 1 Week Wonder Project. Reporting from Oshkosh, Dan DeBon, EAA Radio News.
Wow, they are really keeping busy over there, and lots of work.
I see those wings going up sometime this afternoon. They'll probably go on this afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. There I got the horizontal stab and vertical stab up there, and all the controls are hung. I just kind of peeked through the vinyl this morning and saw, you know, the flaps are hanging off the back, and there was someone already digging around in the cockpit area, just trying, probably running wires or something, you know.
And I love what it sounds like they're going to be using the aircraft for after the construction, is to bring it around and highlight it to places. And, yeah, you know, hey, you can build an airplane, and we did it in a week.
It's a well-conceived project that they would think about the after part after it's done, instead of just going, oh, okay, what do we do now?
Times may vary, though. I'm just saying, it wouldn't take me a week. It would take me much longer.
Yeah. I do like what they're going to be doing with it, though. The fact that, like, not one person is going to kind of just get the airplane or whatever. It's going to be used for what I'm seeing as educational purposes and to encourage home building just in general. Like, you know, you probably won't be able to build this in a week, but hey, we did it, and this is, you know, kind of what home building's all about. And, you know, it's kind of a way to go off on that right there. I was really, really impressed with what I heard in regards to using that aircraft once it's going to be done for the next year or so.
Well, that's what EAA and that's what this convention is all about, is, you know, building airplanes. It's the Experimental Aircraft Association. So come build an airplane. We did.
Exactly.
They did. I just pulled a couple of rivets.
And when you're through and you've pulled one rivet, do you think you can pull a whole bunch more and do your own project someday, Dan?
Well, you know.
What do you think? Has this been inspirational?
It's definitely been inspirational in regards to me, in just seeing, you know, the teamwork aspect of it, and, you know, how everybody kind of came together for this project. Would I trust myself building an airplane by myself at this point? No, but it was really cool just going in and doing, you know, the rivets. Was very hands-on and kind of gave you a little taste of part of what it's like to put together an airplane. So it was really, really, really cool to see here at Oshkosh this year.
And so you're going back again tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And we'll get the update. Mm-hmm. And what time is the taxi run supposed to happen at?
Charlie said, weather may play a factor, and they want to make sure that everything, the conditions have to line up right. But I believe that they want to try and taxi it tomorrow afternoon. But tomorrow morning, that's when I'll be going out so we can have the update ready by noon. And I imagine that's as close as we're going to get. That's just a few hours away from when the plane should be finished. So
yeah. I imagine that it'll probably be late night tonight if they're not thinking that they're going to be ready.
They have no more banker's hours.
Yes. It's time to go. Well, we look forward to your update tomorrow. This is EAA Radio, EAA Oshkosh.